There's sort of a duet that goes on here with the saxophone and the clarinets. And again, I'm going to encourage our sax players who have a really nice sound to see what they could do to be more clarinet-like here. If you look at the dynamic marking, it says piano. So what would it be like if you played it so that we could only hear the clarinets? You'd still be there in a supporting role, but it might let just a little bit more balance. All right, flute's good for you. All right, nice. I really was impressed that you held that whole note right to the end of the measure. Some of the half notes, we can do just a little better job of securing our sound on each one. Think of each one leading from one to the next. Think horizontally. Music has to go somewhere or come from somewhere. So think of this music going forward. So here's where the duet really comes out. And the saxophone, you're kind of a secondary role. Da, dee, da, da, da. But what could we do? So, dee, dee, da, 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 da. Make that last quarter note. Beat four. Try to think of it always going across the bar. And that's going to help really connect the notes, really glue them together even more musically and give that direction that I was talking about earlier. Give it some forward motion. All right, good concentration again at the end. Yeah, much better in terms of keeping your instruments up and focusing on your conductor. You know, you've got some great sounds within each of the instrument choirs, and I want to encourage you now to think about how you can mix those sounds together to produce a really nice, clear, full ensemble blend and balance.